The Gemara Masechta Bekama, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, quotes the, after Gemara quoting the opinion of Rabbi Oshia, who says that there aren't just four Mezikim, as said in, listed in our Mishnah, Abba Mezikim, there aren't just 13 Mezikim, as Rabbi Oshia says, indicates that there are actually 24 Mezikim. And amongst the mazikim that he mentions are hamadat matame, if somebody's matame somebody's produce, somebody's matame somebody's truma, which now it becomes prohibited to be eaten even by kohanim. Hamadame, if somebody mixes truma and chulin, then now a Yisrael may not eat that produce because a Yisrael may not eat truma. Hamanaseich, or somebody's menasech wine, that becomes now also to be drinking. All of these, Reb Chiya includes as mazikim. And analyzing those mazikim, the Gemara introduces a critical concept. The Gemara introduces the concept that those are mazikim that are in the category of a hezek sheina nikar. And as the Gemara indicates, there is a machlokes of hezek sheina nikar, of a hezek which is not noticeable, is it shmei hezek or is it loy shmei hezek? The Rishonim try to identify what exactly is considered a situation of a hezek sheina nikar. Rashi, divrei hamaskil she'eina, says our Gemara is an example of a hezek sheina nikar. The fruit that became tamei, the fruit that got mixed in, the chulin and the truma fruit that got mixed together, you can't tell the difference. Nothing actually happened to the fruit. The Ritva says the way to identify hezek sheina nikar is when somebody could say to you, harei elu shalchol afanecha, I could give it back to you like you gave it to me. Again, in the case that we're discussing, the fruit, I could give you right back the fruit. It doesn't look any different. The Rambam says that as long as nothing changed in the actual item that we're discussing, that is considered hezek sheina nikar. The Rambam is of the opinion that something materially has to change in the item that was damaged in order that it should be considered a hezek nikar. But if there is nothing noticeable in the item itself, even though it's obvious that something happened here, that will not be considered a hezek hanikar. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that if it's obvious that something happened, even though the actual item that we're looking at didn't change, that's already enough to be considered hezek hanikar. What would be the example? Let's say there'll be a sheretz on produce. Somebody will put sheretz on produce. So as far as the Rambam's interpretation of hezek sheina nikar, this would be a situation of hezek sheina nikar. The produce is still the exact same as it was before the sheretz was put on it. According to Tosfos, since you could see something happened, even though it didn't actually happen to the produce itself, it's only that there's a sheretz on top of the produce, that's enough for it to be considered a hezek hanikar. Oh, and the only reason one could suggest that even according to Tosfos it should be considered a hezek sheina nikar is only in a situation where you don't know that this produce was mukshel kabel tuma. We know that the halacha is that in order for food to become susceptible to tuma, it had to have become wet first.
So just because wet, not just wet, that had to become wet to the satisfaction of the owner of that produce.
So just because I see that the produce has a sheretz on it, doesn't mean that it's a hezek. Maybe it never was mukshel kabel tuma.
But let's say that weren't the situation. According to the Rambam, it still would be hezek shen and nikr. According to Tosfos, it would be a hezek hanikr.
The halacha is that a hezek shen and nikr midoraisa is not considered hezek. However, midrabbanon is considered hezek. That's what the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. What's interesting to point out, however, a number of important conditions. On one hand, even though it's a drabbanon, the halacha is that called the tikkun drabbanon k'ein deraisa tikkun, and just like when it's a deraisa by hezek, you have to pay me meitav, here too as well. There is a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin that teaches us that Bizman Hazeh, since we don't have a Bezdin Samach, we don't have a Bezdin that has Smicha going back all the way to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, ain't Goyven Knossos. The Bat Edinim, our Bat Edinim, do not have the ability, do not have the right to collect knas. So now that the machloikus was showing him, if we just said that midaraisa hezek shein and nikr loishmei hezek, it's only the rabbanon that instituted a knas. So the question is, do we collect this knas bezman hazeh? So it's a machloikus harishoinim, and it seems that most poiskim paskin that we do collect this knas, even bezman hazeh, even though other knases are not collected. Doruch HaShulchan also quotes a Yam Shel Shloima. So it's a very interesting Yam Shel Shloima. One of the halachas that we know throughout Shas is that the halacha is the moida b'knas is potter. If somebody is moida that he did something inappropriate, the halacha is that he's not considered, that it's not considered, that he's not chayiv. The Aruch HaShulchan says, so what would be the halacha if somebody admitted that he did a hezek shein and nikr? Will that be considered a moida b'knas, that's potter, or not? So he says, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that here moida b'knas is chayiv. And there's a number of ways of understanding this halacha. One way of understanding this halacha is because the din of moida b'knas is potter was only said by knas daraisa. But as we're learning here, this is a knas drabonon. And by knas drabonon, there is no din of moida b'knas potter. That's one approach that the Paiskim suggest. Another approach that the Paiskim express is that when is there a din a moida b'knas potter? There's two ways of understanding a knas. Typically, the way we understand a knas is that somebody did something and he's going to be penalized, he's getting fined for having done the wrong thing. However, when the knas is not a knas as a fine or as a punishment, but rather it's a fine because I was mafsid somebody else, I caused a loss to someone else, in such a situation, that's not the moedib knas that there's halacha moedib knas potter. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in his Sefer Chashukei Chemet,
discusses here the situation of Moedib, of Hezek Shenenikr. Just to finish the halacha of Hezek Shenenikr, as I said, Midaraisa Hezek Shenenikr Loishmei Hezek. Chazal, however, said that you have to pay for Hezek Shenenikr. But Chazal said you only have to pay for Hezek Shenenikr when you did it b'mezid. B'shoigig or ba'oinis, if somebody made a Hezek Shenenikr, b'shoigig or ba'oinis, then the halacha is that you potter. And some say even further that only the case that's mentioned in our Gemara, given that as we're learning that Hezek Shenenikr is really Lo Shmei Hezek, it's a specific knas to Rabbonon that you have to pay by Hezek Shenenikr. So the Paiskim, the Shach wants to say, Shach quotes Rishonim, that when we're speaking about a knas, we can't learn from one situation of knas to another situation of knas. And therefore, only in the case of the knas that's mentioned in our Gemara, that we discussed at the beginning of the shir, metama, medama, menaseich, that the Gemara clearly says that for those hezek shenenikers, you need to be responsible and pay the knas. That's where there's going to be a din that you have to pay. Anywhere else, you will not have to pay, even though it's a hezek shenenikr, and even though it was a deraisa. So as I began saying, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses a situation where there was an envelope. And in the envelope there was a needle, a syringe, that obviously was sterilized. A person opened up that envelope, touched that needle, touched that syringe, so now it's no longer sterile. And of course, no doctor, no hospital is going to use such a needle and put it back into the envelope. And the question is, will the person who did this, who touched this needle and made it no longer sterile, be chayif? This is a case of Hezek Shenenikr. So certainly, if we follow the opinion that we just stated, that the halacha of Hezek Shenenikr Shmei Hezek was only said by Metamim, Medamim, Menasech, this is not a case of Hezek. We certainly won't be chayiv. But according to the Rishonim that say that you chayiv every Hezek Shenenikr, what will be the case here? So according to the Rambam that we quoted at the beginning of our shir, that as long as in the item that we're looking at, nothing changed, the item looks the exact same, that's considered Hezek Shenenikr. Here too, the needle, physically, nothing changed with that needle, and should not be considered, that would be considered Hezek Shenenikr. However, according to Tosfos, as long as someone who sees what happens, even though nothing actually changed to the actual item, that's already enough for it to be considered a Hezek HaNikr. Somebody seeing, somebody touching a needle, and that person obviously is not sterile, he's not wearing gloves or whatever. Certainly, Tosfos' opinion, everybody sees that this needle can no longer be usable, and the Tosfos will probably consider it, he says, a Hezek Nikr. Now he wants to say that maybe even according to the Rambam that says that for something to be considered a Hezek Nikr, it has to have physically changed. Here too, when somebody touches this needle with not wearing gloves, for example, there are germs and bacteria that are on our hands that now get attached to this needle. So is that enough to be considered a Hezek HaNikr? So he wants to say a Chiddush. He says, the Gemara later in our Masechta, on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, says the following. Hagoizel peris, if somebody steals fruit from someone else, v'hir kivoy, and those fruits became spoiled. Oymaloy hareshel cholofanecha. I could tell you back, here's your fruit, finished. Ask the Gemara, v'tnan, peris v'hir kivu, if I stole peris from somebody and they became spoiled, mishalm kishas gzela, I have to pay you what they were worth when I stole from you. Answers the Gemara. Amra Papa, Kansha Kiva Kulan, Kansha Kiva Muktsasun. There's a difference if they became all spoiled. Then I can't say Haresha Cha Lefanecha. If they became partially spoiled, I could say Haresha Cha Lefanecha, and it'll be considered a Hezek Sheren Neker. So now the question is, what's the difference if Hekiva Kulon or Hekiva Mektsosin? So he wants to say as follows. If we think about the case that's mentioned in our Gemara, Hamatama Hamadama Vamanasik. So there is no physical damage to this fruit. The damage is halachadiga damage, that this fruit is tamei, it's the wine is yai nesach. So, given that it isn't a physical damage, coupled with the fact that it will be a situation where they're not completely ruined, that will not make it into a hezek. In other words, what he's trying to say is as follows. The issue of a hezek shein and nicker is that it's a weaker type of hezek. So in order for it to be a weak, in order to make you chayiv